Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. If you happen to get a second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Now, who do we have on the line this morning?
Hey, what's going on? This is Eric. What's good with it?
Eric, good morning.
So, Eric.
Hey, I just wanted to reach out to y'all because see if y'all can help me. I got a situation where I've been, you know, dating this woman who is just so incredible to me. Her name is Milan. I haven't heard from her. We went on about 5 dates. Everything was great. She just disappeared and stopped talking to me. So I don't know if y'all can help me to try to get in contact with her and see what happened.
What was the last date y'all went on?
I mean, the last date, I was trying to go on a date, but we stopped past my mom's house to grab something. And when we, you know, got there and I kind of left the room and came back in, she started acting real funny. So, you know, she got an attitude. I was like, you know, just take me home because I don't want to deal with no attitude, especially when I don't know where it came from.
Is your mom an open kind of woman? Maybe she was mean to her.
Well, you know, I mean, my mom, you know, sometimes she says whatever's on her mind. So I don't know if she said something rude to her or anything, but if she did, I just wanted to apologize to Milan because, you know, whatever she say don't reflect me.
Well, if that's the case, you know, we don't know. She could have boyfriend or whatever, who knows, but we will definitely try to get her on the phone. How long have y'all been dating?
We've been dating for a couple months now.
Couple months. Okay, honey, well, we're going to try to get her on the phone for you. Okay, Eric?
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome, honey.
No.
Maybe she was like, dude, I meet your mom. We've only been together for 2 months. Like, she probably was like, nah, man, this is way too soon. He was probably your mama's boy. She probably seen some. I mean, who knows?
Hello.
Good morning. May I speak with Milan, please?
This is she.
Hey, Milan, what's up, girl? I ain't talked to you in a minute. You good?
Max, what it is.
Milan, listen, let me quit messing with you, man. This is John Jock, Mo Quick and Shouter Shouter with the Streets Morning Takeover right here on Streets 94.5. You got a few minutes to talk?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so listen, Milan. We got a segment on our show called Second Date Update. A gentleman called us up, man, and just he said that, you know, he's been rocking with you for a minute. You guys have gone out on several dates, maybe close to 5 or 4, and one attempted. I guess the last one you guys attempted to go on, something went wrong. He doesn't quite know what happened, and we're just trying to get to the bottom of it. Are you familiar with Eric?
CJ.
No.
No, girl.
We're talking about Eric.
Oh, God. You mean Erica?
Who?
Erica.
No, Eric. No.
We're talking about a guy.
Name? Eric.
Yeah, Erica.
I'm sorry, you bisexual?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay, so we're talking about the dude, Eric. I think y'all asked.
He took you to his mom.
He took you to his mom. How? Okay, so
can
explain.
You tell us what you're talking about? Because we are very lost right now.
Let me tell you. Let me give y'all the juice right now. Okay, so we was talking for maybe like 2.5-3 months. See, everything was going great, you know. And then one day we were going out. We were supposed to go out to dinner. And he was like, yo, we got to stop by Mom Duke's house real quick and drop stuff off. I said, okay, you know, no pressure, no issue. So while we at his mom's house, his mom, she's like, oh, you're so pretty, da, 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 da. And, you know, I'm just walking around being nosy a little bit. And I see these baby pictures of this really cute little girl. And I'm like, oh, my God, who is that? You know, is that his sister? She's like, his sister? That's him.
Girl, do not play with me.
What?
Are you kidding? Are you kidding?
Okay, so wait. The person we talked to clearly is a man. I mean, Eric. So you saying?
Wow, Jock, you get it. You get it.
Nah, boy. I mean, it sounds so much like a man. Okay, so you tell. Wait.
Sounds so much like a man. Looks so much like a man.
Don't do this to us on this Monday morning.
Before
okay.
we cast all these stones, maybe we should get him in the mix. Okay. Because I don't feel right talking about him when he's on the phone. We didn't tell you this.
Eric's on the phone.
Milan.
Eric.
Okay, so let me clear this up real quick.
Yeah, because I'm confused as hell. Clear this up.
Let them have a moment.
So here's the thing. Milan, since we've been together, everything that we've been going through has been nothing but pure bliss and happiness. Do you agree?
I don't like being lied to. It doesn't matter, you know, how lovely something may have been. I don't like being lied to. I don't have all of that, and I don't saw me like you can miss me with all of that. Mm.
Okay. So listen, I'm gonna say that I do apologize for not telling you the truth about where my future is headed personally. I will tell you that I am making that transition. I do have the money to totally make that transition. And
stop you right there. You still got a vagina?
Temporarily, I do.
Oh, hell no. I'm missing with that. Mm-mm, swerve.
Wow. Baby, listen.
Wow. This is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I can interject real quick, this is very interesting. Y'all, me and Jock got our mouths open. We like, what? So this is interesting. Mm. Eric, as you're going through your transition, has this, you know, come up already? Like, what do you tell women?
In this case, I just never even went there with Milan because I just wanted to get to know who she was and her to get to know who I was. Not physically. That's why we haven't went into the physical level yet. I wanted to get to know her spirit. She
but you don't
mine.
Feel like you've been lying to her? You don't feel bad or anything?
Well, see, I don't look at it as lying. I look at it as just kind of holding back a little bit.
I'm going to judge you, though. They did great with your voice. They got your voice down. Did your voice? Oh,
shawty,
you sound like a regular
shawty,
man.
Shawty. Not right now, man.
He does.
Not right now, brother.
You got a good doctor, bro.
I should have looked for the Adam's apple.
Oh, man, this is tough because I don't think I've ever wanted to see somebody stay together.
You want them to stay
together?
I mean,
it's kind of crazy. Like,
okay, but if it was a man transitioning, y'all would feel enough. You know what? These double standards kill me.
I'm just saying. Can you see it in your heart to forgive Eric and Erica and give them a second chance to be in your life?
I don't know about all of that. I really don't. It's going to honestly be something I got to actually sit down and soul search up. Because regardless of the fact of him transitioning into a man, he was still born a woman. I'm still going to have to, you know, deal with the fact that, okay, I'm not going to be able to have kids after this person.
Do you think y'all could do this over a date at least?
You got to do that
now. I call him.
Huh?
I said I could call him.
Well, that's close enough. You know what? We're going to go on and pay for the for this.
I didn't see that coming.
We're going to pay for this new date. On behalf of 1-800-INJUREDTHEBETHUNE Law Firm, we're going to hook y'all up with $100, man. Y'all take that. Go break some bread together and figure out y'all future, all right? Hey, y'all call us up. Tell us about this second date update, 404-352-0945. Wow.